come and gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The Stubborn Heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the Stubborn Heroes.
Hello, Stubbs. Adam here. I just want to thank everybody for all the amazing support that we've been receiving lately, especially on Discord, Twitter, all the social media, your comments, your amazing feedback, the positive things you have to say. They really mean a lot to us. I just wanted to make sure I put out this announcement here to let you all know that this Friday, that's November 30th, this Friday, we're going to be having a live Q&A on Discord. That means that if you go to our Twitter right now, follow the link or follow the link in the description of this episode, and you come on at 6 p.m. Friday, November 30th, and you'll be able to listen to us live as we answer any and all of your questions. We'll then be recording this and then putting it out next week as a special Q&A episode. We haven't done this before. Also, make sure you're there at the Q&A for a special announcement that I'll be making in regards to our Patreon. That's right, we're gonna actually get Patreon after churning out these episodes for 2 years. So we'll see you there.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Michael, who plays Belrin.
Why?
Cody, who plays Amon.
Hello.
And Raymond, who plays Aerital.
Hello.
I almost said Phileas, and I don't know why. Yeah, sorry about that.
You missed it.
Yeah, speaking of Phileas, Phileas and Cedric are not here. That would be Billy and David, or David and Billy. So we're still continuing our adventures here in the Darrowstead. Okay, now everybody please roll to see who retells the tale of what happened in the last episode in the town of Darrowstead.
Mine.
Mine.
Yes! Fuck!
What did you get?
Four.
I don't want to tell the story again!
But you're going to have to.
I'll roll at a disadvantage.
Unless he rolls a 20.
You're, hold on. If you say that, you have to mean it.
Three. Oh. 11.
Yes!
I wouldn't have beat him with that first roll.
What
anyways.
Are the chances? You roll a 4 and he rolled a 3. There you go. Now, Raymond, please retell the tale of what happened in the last episode.
So the priestess was knocked down. Balron landed and picked her up. That was 2 episodes ago. Well, landed in front. That was 2 episodes ago. And then Balron stood up, said, "Touch my talisman," lifted the priestess up, and put her back on the wall. He got pulled in by a chain, Grok smashed chain, and that was the start of the fight. A third barbed devil joined, so there's three barbed devils, 1 chain devil. 1 barbed devil blew himself up by rolling double ones. Don't know how that happened, never happens. Balron shot some epic arrows. Ron shot a really epic arrow.
Even more epic than Belrin.
Yep, I would say so.
Bullshit.
Aerital threw some holy water onto Grok, not knowing fully if it was actually holy water or not, but just took a chance on it anyways. Grok smashed a bunch of things, enraged. Cody's character, Amon, actually did a few different things other than Eldritch Blast, but there was a little bit of Eldritch Blasting at the end there, and he just needed to throw it back to that.
He's got
to
sprinkle it in.
Yeah. But he's weaning himself off. It's like a baby with the bottle. Slowly, you know. Fight happened, but most importantly is Belrun used the talisman and opened up a fissure under the Chain Devil, and that consumed the Chain Devil and utterly destroyed it out of existence.
Yep. Which is how it works. And what happened at the very end?
Oh, yeah. Evil Balron came. We didn't give him the time of day. He disappeared.
He was scared.
And left.
He was scared.
And challenged us to get to the Temple of Celeste while he's casting his final spell because I'm too busy to be here.
He's scared. Yeah, he seems scared.
And he ran away because he was so scared. And yep. Now, so you're all, this theater of the mind, You're all standing now in front of this wall, makeshift wall that has completely collapsed. It's actually still on fire. And you've pulled the captain. Did I ever name the captain?
No.
No.
She called him the guard captain. We don't need to name him.
Yeah, the guard captain and his daughter, Fiona. I named his daughter, but not him. He's guard captain Warsaw. That's his name.
Warsaw.
Warsaw sounds cool. Very human. Guard Captain Warsaw rises to his feet. You guys are holding him, and he's just like, damn. And then he looks over at Belrin, who has thrown his helmet away.
Can any of you please explain to me what's going on?
I could, but I don't think you'd actually believe it.
Yeah, what he's trying to say is he's the real Belrin. There's a fake Belrin. That's the evil one. We're here... Look at his face.
His eyes go wide. He's like,
We're here. We're actually the unfaded ones, the true unfaded ones. You saw by his power of actual Celeste, not some dark evil bullshit that you see over there that's ruining your town and your life and everything else that you have. That's Amon. He's still evil, I think, but he's still an unfaded one. I'm not 100% sure. We're very weary of that, but don't worry. We're on guard about that. This is Grog. He's not an unfaded one. We just found him.
Hey.
He's kind of cool. He smashes things. I mean, super strong. Ron, he's a little bit scared of everything.
Hi.
But he's an amazing shot.
Sometimes.
Yeah. We're here to solve your Belrin problem and, you know, kind of fix your town. But we don't have to fix your town if you don't want to.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. What he apparently said.
And he silently looks at you all, squints his eyes, and goes, okay. All right. Let's go see the condition of my town, then.
All right.
We must prepare for you to... Oh, and he's holding his ribs. Oh, father! Fiona walks up, and you'd see... she says, father, your wounds. And you'd notice that Fiona's leg is much better now. The natural energies of the cure wounds that Belrin had cast upon her actually mended her leg and any of the bleeding that she was having. And then you would see she just lets out a small incantation. A glow of light comes out of her palms as she places her hand upon her father and she begins to heal him.
That's really cool. Can any of your other priestesses do that to Grog?
And he goes, all of our priestesses are trained in Celeste Light. Yes, priestesses! And two or three of the priestesses come out.
Ooh, hi there, hello!
And Grog's like, hey! And they begin touching his chest and touching his body and everything, and there's a holy light that glows.
I guess there's only one choice. You're gonna have to go after him, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that was the plan, I think. Yeah. I'm not sure.
We'll make sure you're well supplied, and you will have all of our town's guard go with you if you wish.
Do we?
No.
I think there's five of us are fine. Yeah.
And yeah. Fiona and the guard captain just look at you guys with what?
What? You're going to go towards the gate of hell, with nothing but your bow.
Are you
and gate of hell? Your magics. Didn't you hear that fiend? Were you not listening to him?
Yeah, he said he was opening up a spell.
He said a gate, spell. You fool.
Yeah, but he's still calling it the Temple of Celeste.
It's a temple.
It's still a Temple of Celeste.
The temple
was I got power. I'm light. That's fine. I'm the light bearer. We're fine.
And he sort of looks at his eyes like,
in normal circumstances, I would throw you into the stockades for your madness, but what I just witnessed has completely convinced me.
Madness.
None of you are mad. Perhaps him, and he pointed him on.
Hi.
I don't know the dark spell he casts, but I can tell that this is not madness that drives you,
no.
But a purpose. Truly, Celeste watches over all of you.
Yeah, he's just evil.
I'm not evil.
Touch the talisman.
Touch my talisman.
No!
Real quick. Eritel's going to just take a look around. How much of the town is actually left?
We're going to say only about a quarter of the town.
Bring them to the sash. Yeah, that's it. You know what?
Only about a quarter of the town. A lot of the town is destroyed. So you guys would look through the rubble. Obviously, it's still on fire, this wall, by the way.
Cool. I'm going to throw some grease on the fire. I'm just kidding.
And fire goes, and the whole town alights, and the town's... Their souls are turned into philosopher's stones.
RP-wise, I'll use Chill Touch, would make the hand, like, ginormous.
Yep.
So I'm guessing just the coldness of the sculpted hand.
You just sort of wave your hand, and this cold ice, just icy hand just forms above in a large palm. And then I'm guessing you just crash it upon the rubble, and there's just this, like, haze of, like, steam, like, psss, as all the rubble on the right is no longer on fire.
You want to keep taking care of the fire? I have nothing I can do.
Sure.
Excellent.
And he knocks out the other one.
Well,
and
who does that?
And you all turn towards, just visually, you look at this town, and again, there's maybe only about a quarter of the town left. You see several of the guardsmen are there. All over the ground are just about, in your visions, maybe 20 to 30 dead imps all over the ground. And they're all stabbed with spears as the townspeople soaked all of their weapons in holy water. And all the guardsmen are just, like, breathing. There's also some dead guardsmen. There's priestesses running around. Just a few people are looking out of their homes and just in despair.
And in terms of the guard captain, Dick, listen, obviously your town is pretty much gone.
Captain Warsaw, by the way.
Okay, Warsaw.
Captain Warsaw.
I'll just call you Captain. Hey, Captain.
Of the People's Militia of Darrowstead.
We got this
first of his name.
Warsaw.
Of House Darrowstead. I'm just kidding. I just started to annoy him because he always says I interrupt him.
Okay, Captain Warsaw, first of his name, of House Darrowstead, guard captain of the People's Militia.
Yes, my people have been... my family has been defending this town for generations. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now and let you speak, honestly.
Yeah, Melrun's going to...
I was going to offer an invitation to... we have this really cool place... where you can all get healed and a place to stay. It's called Shattered Citadel. I think you should check it out.
We could use a guard captain for our army that
and
we're
priestesses.
Surmounting.
We always know. We're from Darrowstead. We've sworn ourselves to Celeste. We must. If we cannot defend our home, then what are we? What does that say of Celeste's power? We have always vowed to follow Celeste.
Well,
Belron,
follow me.
Is a harbinger of Celeste directly.
I believe that fiend called you a light bearer.
Yeah. Celeste has empowered me as
and
a light bearer.
Fiona speaks. And she says, yes, father. We all know in the old texts they tell us of the light bearers, Celeste's chosen. Well, put out to the world to bring her righteous, holy light to all of the darkened lands, to fight the shadow. If anything has been proven to me today, Father, it's that he is the light bearer.
And there you go.
And yet he came with deception. He's not honest with me when I demanded honesty.
Yeah. You can't fault him for that. I mean, we are the unfated ones, and we have to sort of move quietly throughout the lands.
Perhaps you should have had faith, Father.
She's fighting our fight for us.
It's just something she'd say, and then I realize how powerful it is. He's like, I'm not completely convinced.
What we're trying to say is not just you and the guard. There's not much left of this town. We can move the entire town to the Shattered Citadel.
The townspeople, they're farmers. Are you in need of farmers? Are you in need of civilians who can grow crops? Skills that we have is that we are able to grow crops in even the most desolate of lands.
Well, that's perfect, because we're in a desert and we have no idea how to do that.
We know the perfect time to harvest carrots.
Carrots.
Remember the generator thing? All of our characters knew the perfect time to harvest carrots.
They're all people from Darrowstead.
Yeah, he has no idea what we're talking about. Well, we'll see if... Well, you know what? Don't even roll. He says, listen here, Bellerin. If you are to go to the temple, stop this madness that has overtaken it, and restore order, then we will follow you anywhere.
Done.
Do we have a deal? You will save my people.
We will save your people.
Not one more dies.
I have a better idea. We're gonna go clear that temple.
We cannot leave until it is clear. We will not abandon our town until we know that this land is saved.
Well, you can stay behind and ensure that happens, but we must move with haste. You have no wall to protect you if we advance and they attack around.
Yes. Perhaps we...
And you can start evacuating your town.
You're cut off, because as you start saying that, there's a loud... you would hear a burst of energy. And the clouds above would come even darker, and there would be a storm brewing. And the flashes of light from above the clouds is a faint green hue. And as you turn around and look in the direction straight towards where the temple would be, you'd see the temple just in the distance on the edge of the cliff. A large beam of green energy would be shooting upwards into the sky from the temple. And you'd hear all the townspeople start just shaking and screaming, "Oh, oh, look, look!"
And that's our cue.
Oh, by the gods, what's going on? That must be what he's speaking of.
And that's why you need to get all the townspeople out of here, because do you have any idea what's going to happen? They could all be gone.
Perhaps. Fine. We will do as you say, but where do we go from here? I have no idea where this place is.
Go east? East out of here, there's a carriage right at the barricade. His name is John. Give him this sack of gold. 200 gold.
200 gold.
Tell him to transport everyone he can back. Come back for everyone until everyone's gone. And then come back and wait for us.
He says, so be it. We should begin clearing out the town now. And as he says that, the deputy arrives and says, Captain Warsaw, one of the imps is still alive. And he says, kill it! Then, I want all of those fiends dead.
Wait. Don't kill it.
Pardon me?
I said don't kill it. It has information.
Narrowing his eyes. What?
It could have information.
This guy, we said he's able. He might be able to extract information. He does that devil stuff.
God, Captain, currently we have it cornered in old Maggie's home.
Go.
He goes,
All right. I'll go interrogate it.
Which way is old Maggie's home?
Deputy, show this fiend to old Maggie's home.
You're bringing these people of light to the darkest place ever, by the way, to the Shattered Citadel, which is the Warlock's home, but it's kind of your home. But that's what the point is, that you have an embassy there for a reason.
And the deputy says, yes, Captain, come with me.
All right.
And you two walk through the town. Are you guys going with them or no?
Eritol will, unless you want to, and then...
I'll go with him, just because it's a fiend.
Okay.
No, so all three of you are going to go.
Or do you want all three? You know, all three of us.
Well, you all just go.
We'll all go.
They can start evacuating the...
We'll tell Ron and
we will
and
begin
to
evacuating
evacuate.
Right away. Ron?
Yeah.
What?
We'll tell Ron and Grock to help evacuate and make sure the area is...
Grock's like, no problem. Then he picks up all of these priestesses who are healing. And they're all like, ah! And he's like, come, ladies. And then he starts walking towards into the town to walk them out.
Grock, no funny business.
With priestesses? Never.
And then Ron's just face-palming a bit. And he's like, I'll help some of the other villagers out as well. Let me know if you need anything. And those who are helping the village clear out.
We'll all reconvene back here.
And you guys are now stepping through the town. Deputy shows you to a small little hut of a home. And currently the door is just cracked open a little bit in this small little home. And you see an old woman outside. She's like, damn thing is destroying my pots and pans.
Turn to her and be like, door, you'll get replacements. You must evacuate the town with everybody else.
I'll be the last person to leave this town. I'm the oldest person here.
Says old Maggie.
Don't you think you can tell me what to do? You aren't even from here.
The power of Celeste tells you to leave.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
All right, whatever.
And then the deputy whispers in your ear, Old Maggie's blind, sir.
Oh.
She cannot see your wings. If your wings are still out. I don't think
No.
No, no. She didn't exactly see what's going on.
Is she a good person?
She's very good, yes.
Does she tell us what?
As far as we know. She is an old lady, though. But anyway, she says,
whatever you do, just get that thing out of my house!
Well, yes.
So I can get my pots and pans!
Yes, we'll get your pots and pans.
Okay!
And old Maggie just sort of steps aside, and you guys would look at the door, and just upon a quick inspection, you would just hear rustling, and something is obviously, you hear flapping of wings, and and it's just trying to find an exit. No, and it's smashing against things. There's pots, glass smashes.
Come on.
There's something inside floating around. Just
stop it.
Mon would like only slightly. I'm guessing the door is closed.
Yep.
So would slightly open the door.
Yep.
And like try to like squeeze through.
And then as you're opening up the door, then there's silence, and you just see a single pot just sort of rolling across the ground until it stops. And you're looking inside the darkened home.
I would be looking around, and I guess I'll do an investigation of where the imp would be. 12.
Okay. And you would see, just the way the light is hitting, that just up in the very corner of the room is this imp who's gone invisible. And it's just sitting there in the corner of the room.
Mullen would look up at it and be like, "Get down here!"
"No!"
"By the name of Belial, get down here."
"I don't serve Belial. Leave me alone. I didn't want to come with the others. Please, just leave me alone."
"If you come down here, I'll send you back."
"You send me back? To the ninth layer?"
"I can."
"I don't want to go there. No!"
And then he's just... and he's flying all around the room. And by this time, you two walk in, you see that Amon is not successful, and this thing is just flying around the room now. It's invisible, just smashing against the roof and smashing against tables, and there's just food flying everywhere, glass flying everywhere. It's invisible.
Is this magic going on in here? What's happening?
No, it's an invisible imp.
Eritos is just going to speak loudly into the room. "Hey, imp! If you show yourself, we're not going to kill you."
And the imp's going, and as soon as Eritol speaks, it stops. And then it flies directly towards him. And it stops right in front of his face. And then the magic of the imp just slowly dissipates off of his body. And it's like,
"Eritol. Hey. Long time no see."
"I see you found a new master, huh?"
"Yeah. Oh, listen. I know I might have led you into a trap last time we met, but, you know... we could, make out a deal, you know?"
"Yeah, well, we killed the necromancer."
I know.
"Well, that's how you're here now, I guess. You found your way out."
"Yeah. Listen, this guy's even crazier, though, okay? So maybe we could, make a deal, you know? You could let me go? You could get me out of here?"
"Okay, and..."
These people are crazy. They're gonna kill me."
"It's not really a deal. What am I getting out of it?"
"Well, what do you want?"
"What information do you have? Like, what is he doing at the temple? How many other, like, devils are at the temple and stuff?"
"I need your word. I'll tell
you." "Hey, I let you go last time. I'll let you go again."
No. That's not how deals work. I'm a devil, you fool. Come on. Listen.
"That's how we made the deal last time."
"I understand."
"What are you..."
"Listen.
I don't understand."
"Make me a deal. If I tell you everything I know, you'll let me leave here, and you won't let anybody hurt me. I'll go find a new master."
"What if he became your master?"
What
if he became your master? He's not really an evil guy. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, listen.
At least you'll be like, you're not gonna get yourself into some crazy shit like you did just now."
Would you do that?"
"Yeah, I'll do that."
Are you gonna hurt me?"
"No."
"Are you gonna make me do
really, really painful things for you? You make me move around your stuff?
Maybe bring me a book every once in a while, but that's it.
Okay. You'll have to take control from this guy, though. And he raises his palm on his clawed little hand. You see a little symbol of Asmodeus is there, carved into his palm. I don't know which... I think you mentioned Belial, right?
Yes.
Sure, Belial's cool. Please change it.
And then Amon will raise his hand, and then I guess green fire of Belial symbol. And they'll touch his palm.
And when they do, the imp sort of looks at his palm, and the imp now takes on a more green tinge, and he's like,
Oh, okay, much better. Okay, no funny business, right?
No.
I had a master once who made me do horrible things.
Yeah, but just to be clear, he's your master now, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to follow, listen to him?
As long as he's a patron of one of the archdevils of the Nine Hells...
Are you?
Yeah.
You're evil.
The patron of Belial.
Okay.
You're friends with him. You didn't know this?
What?
We're not friends.
We're not really... What?
What?
Anyways.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to know?
Well, I mean, you can tell. I'm going to get this lady the pots and pans she needs.
So you go and you start grabbing the pots and pans. Investigation check.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a 19. I thought it was a 9.
Okay. You find the full set. You find the 3 frying pans. You find 3 pots of different sizes. All of her pots and pans.
To make this fun, Aretel's going to grab 3 at a time and walk out, walk back in, grab another 3, walk back out. Just so we can listen to the conversation that these guys are going to have.
What do you want to know?
This little imp is just floating his little wings and he's just beside him on now.
What do you want to know?
What is he planning?
Oh, I really don't know.
How many forces are at the church?
Yeah, I don't know.
This guy's useless. I'm going to kill him.
What? No. Okay, fine. Listen. He's using that palette, this necklace thing that he has. He's, thing's really something. He's, using it to, open up, portals, but each... For every devil he summons, he needs a soul. So, he's, kind of been gathering up most of the souls, and now it's time for his, real ritual to begin. He's gonna tear open a small little... What do you mortals call it? We call it a... But, it's a little, rip.
What the fuck?
What?
What the hell was that?
That's just what we call it in demonic. You know.
Yeah, an abyssal.
Yeah. So, and anyways, it's just like a little rip. What do you guys call it? When you walk through, you can go from one side to another.
A portable?
Yeah, that thing. He's opening up one of those things. Just a small one. But that will be enough to slowly bring through some forces from the ninth layer. This is all for his grand plan, of course, because, you know, that thing, that necklace thing,
necklace.
It was created by Asmodeus, and...
Wait a minute. Was that word in Infernal?
Was it what?
That word...
It was in Infernal, yes.
Aretel would have recognized it.
Okay. You would have recognized it as meaning portal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And he's just like, Asmodeus, this, he's the big bad guy down below, if you know what I mean.
He, every single time that he summons one of the devils, the veil between the hells and this realm becomes weaker. Nothing big enough for him to ever walk through. That's not for a few hundred years, but, it's going to slowly weaken the veil between the worlds. I think that was the plan all along.
So what you're saying is, if we take out the talisman, his plan is ruined.
I don't know how you'd take out that talisman. It was forged by Asmodeus.
Did you ever touch his talisman?
Even if I did, I wouldn't really have an effect upon me. Sharp razor teeth. No.
Alright.
It looks kind of like yours, actually. And he points, he goes, that's pretty.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Can yeah, I don't, touch? Don't touch it.
Oh.
That's an order.
Okay.
Your master will touch it one day.
I believe that the plan is to bring a... just open up that little portal, and he could maybe bring in a dozen demons a day. A dozen devils a day. It seems small at first, but think about a few weeks from now. A few years from now. Who knows what kind of vast armies from hell.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Like, the most I'll get is until tomorrow. Probably not even.
Well, before I became a patron of Belial like this guy, I could feel that he had just activated the portal.
Yeah, we could tell by the big green light in the sky and the dark clouds and, you know, it was pretty obvious out there.
The way I see it is, it's the man that's using the talisman to open the portal. You take out that man, you'd likely stop the portal.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much figured.
Or take out the portal, and you might take out the man.
Or we take out both.
At the same time. We call it
good.
Or jump through the portal.
Either way. You know. You seem like a swell guy, as he floats over to Amon. I'm glad you're my master. Speaking of which, maybe you should get that talisman. I think in your hands, you'd be able to do a lot better things with it.
I told you he's evil. Or you told me he's evil, now I'm agreeing with you that he's evil.
Cause I mean, you're good.
He's evil.
Yeah.
Touch my talisman.
No! It's not gonna happen!
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I got everything I need. I just...
Yeah,
we're good to go.
I got the information. Make sure we have information that we... whatever.
All right, and you guys step out of old Maggie's home. Old Maggie's out there. It's just like,
what's going on?
Maggie, unfortunately that demon devil thing, it pooped everywhere in your house. It's not safe to go back in there.
I did get
your favorite. It looked like your favorite pots and pans. It looked like the three
ones. She's small. She's a human, but she's super small. I'm going to say she's like 3 feet tall.
Oh, God.
This old little tiny lady. She's like,
You got my pots and pans?
Yeah, they're in this sack here. Here. One of the guards,
she
I
She grabs
the
sack.
You.
She's like, son of a bitch. Stupid fucking imps. If I ever see him, I'm going to wrap my hands around his neck and pop his head off.
That's a great attitude to have. Let's move you to a better house for now. We'll come back to Darrowstead another day.
Open up my restaurant and cook my meats.
Oh, there's a perfect place we can have you join up on.
Okay.
And she just heads with the rest of the townspeople.
Belrin turns to Aerotel. How does she cook meats if she can't see?
No clue. Go check in at Crow's Corner when you get there.
Okay, thank you.
And she leaves the scene. The deputy is going with her. You would see in the distance, a lot of the townspeople have cleared up. They're all just packing their things and preparing. They're not going to probably leave anytime soon. They're probably going to leave probably just after you guys take off. Because it'll be about about an hour journey to the actual temple.
Do we need a short rest or anything? There's no way we can get a long rest.
I'd appreciate a short rest.
Yeah, we'll take the minimal amount for like a short rest. We'll probably get into the, I guess, guards' quarter, just check our stuff.
Reconvene
with Ron and.
Yeah, and you do all that, and you've had a short rest now. Okay, and now you're all convening at the edge of the wall there, and you're leaving the town, and Captain Warsaw is there. The imp is with you as well, Cody.
Okay.
Do you want him to come with you?
Yeah, he'll come with us.
You've got to come up with a name for the simp and stuff. What was his name again?
We never named him.
Oh, I thought we did.
Yeah, it's not really important.
When did you see this?
This is what he looks like.
Cody?
This is what he looks like?
Before my backstory.
This is what he looks like.
Intro.
Okay. He's got a
long time ago.
I do have episode 5.
Holy shit.
I do have an imp. Because it's a creature 4 you can control, technically. I could have controlled it if I picked it in Warlock, so it has it in here.
Good.
Which is why I kind of figured. I was like,
yeah, so you know he has 13 armor, 10 hit points.
Yep.
Infernal Common, he's a shape changer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just don't get him killed.
We can have him escort people.
No, it's fine.
No, because they'd be weird.
That's escort Maggie. Right.
Oh,
these are followers of Celeste. They're going
to be. Yeah, well, what, Maggie?
I never see that imp. That fucking imp. Shit in my house. I had no idea what else to say. Like, what could, like,
convince an old blind lady?
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's shit all over the house.
Imagine her and the Lord Wallace having an argument. Both yelling at walls.
You shut your mouth!
Dude. Okay, so. You guys that are meeting at the edge of town, and Fiona and Captain Warsaw see you off. Is there anything you want to do before you go?
Yeah, is there any way we can convince you to go with your townsfolk to Shadow Citadel instead of waiting here for us? Because he said he didn't want to leave, right?
He says, you've never tried to convince me.
Okay, well...
If you would like to try to... You never tried to persuade me.
Well, your town has evacuated. It would be best if you stayed with them.
Father, we should listen to him. No, I will not leave.
I will help him with that persuasion.
One at a time.
Balrun here.
Collectively, fine. You
the
two.
Light Bearer.
Yes.
Will ensure that this town is cleansed of all evil. And maybe him too. I don't know. We'll see if he comes along. Okay, you did nothing.
Well, I got a plus 9, so it'd be 12.
You'd have to get at least a 20 to convince this guy to stay.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah, I got 13.
No.
I got 14.
I will wait here. As soon as I see that light dissipate from above the temple, we will leave. Then I will know that you are successful.
That's not a wise idea.
I've lived this long, lad. I will not leave my home. My people will escape. Fiona, you go with them. Father, no. No, Fiona. Leave. Now.
Yeah, okay.
Fiona hangs her head dejectedly, and she walks away. And this old man, creaking, but takes out his sword. He's like, I'm ready to defend this place to my last dying breath. Go.
You're guarding something that's going to be dead and gone.
Wow, that was pretty harsh. I was going to say
that's not really convincing.
You even lost me on that one. Yeah. I'm going to go stand with the guard captain.
No, you can't persuade him. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
That was like...
you lost me on that one.
You're losing light. Now go. I will be fine.
Very well.
May Celeste be with you all.
And may Belial be with you. Oh, sorry.
And the imp just sort of goes invisible as he's floating around Amon.
Come on, Amon.
I'm sorry. I'm new to this.
I like 4 things to talk to you now. Your horse and him. Belial and what?
The traveler.
Holy shit.
Netherlord.
And he's also the aspect of Asmodeus. He's pulled in many different directions. And you leave and you begin making your trek to the west. Mm-hmm. The ground is dead and blackened. There is no vegetation to be seen. You see more farmlands of just completely dead crops. As you're walking through this path, towards the temple as it's getting larger and larger ahead of you, this beam of green light above it. As you're walking this path, you would see the eyes of several devils off in the distance who are just watching you from afar, but they don't seem to come close to you.
And keep walking.
And you keep walking, and you continue walking. They don't seem to want to interfere with you as you're walking towards the temple. And then you're slowly arriving, and as the temple becomes clear, you'd see The entire temple is built within a large statue. It's gargantuan. It's a huge statue of a armored female holding a large golden staff. It's made of stone, and she has large wings. And Belrin, you recognize this as looking like a very accurate depiction of what Celeste looked like when you saw her in Goldenheim. You're now approaching that large statue, and as you get closer, you'd see the eyes on this large stone statue seem to be crying a green, burning, molten lava. And the statue is cracked and becoming broken and corrupted as you're walking towards this desecrated temple. Belrin, never have I felt such evil before. This is a dark place indeed.
Well, with your power, we'll make it all good and light.
My power? Oh, Belrin, even now, you still don't understand. And you continue walking towards. Now you're standing in front of the large steps. The steps are about, I'd say, at least 40 feet wide, and they go up about 20 feet. There's many, many, many of them. And you approach the temple. Where are your figurines? There they are. Somewhere. Oh, were Grok and Ron with you guys?
Yeah.
Or were they helping?
You said we reconvened, right?
Oh, yeah, you reconvened. Yeah, sorry, Grok and Ron didn't really say much, but that is there. There's Ron.
It's okay. They don't need to.
Ron.
Look at how far Cody got without saying anything.
Grok. Belrin.
But now we got him an impact.
There's five of you there. Grok and Ron. Ron is frightened right now. He's sort of shaking. I'm not sure if I can do this.
You'll be fine, Ron. You did well in the previous battle.
Yeah, I'd give you a pep talk, but last time I tried to do that, that guard kid ran and cried and had a mental breakdown, so I'm just gonna say good luck.
Yeah, he's probably mentally scarred right now.
Grok is just looking up at the, with his axe over his back, and he's just looking up at the face of the giant statue of Celeste, and he's like, that girl's crying. They worship a crying god. So weak.
Oh, shit. That is funny.
As the molten lava is coming out of her eyeballs and then starts leaking down and burning the stone below in front of your guys' feet. Whoa! Never mind, she cries acid.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking cool. It's like fire or something. Wow.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Oh.
Pretty sure that's called lava.
And Ron's just like,
fuck! I forgot you had a bottle of holy water.
Hmm?
What?
What?
I forgot to get a bottle of holy water.
Oh.
You can take the hour trek. And then the hour trek back again.
Can't you open a portal and just go back and forth?
Can't you just open a door?
No, the door doesn't work like that, Cody.
I know, it's one way.
Huh?
It's one way.
I could open the door twice, but it doesn't make sense and it doesn't work like that.
Don't worry.
Power
of Celeste will solve everything.
Yeah, okay. You've been saying that a lot lately. I don't know if I really believe that. But, like, I mean, if you open more holes in the ground, it might work.
I could.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Not here.
Okay, well,
I said just continue on.
Yeah, do you want to lead the way? Do you want to lead the way? Like, do you want Grok to lead the way?
Hey, like, what do you want? We should lead the way.
Hey,
I'm not here to lead the way.
I know this place.
He's evil.
You're
going to
stay here.
Evil.
You're going to stay
visible. Just come with me, and the imp's just going to float up.
Get back here.
Maybe the imp knows the way.
Stay right up to a temple.
What?
Straight up.
No. But, like, recognizing the temple, he's been to the temple, I'm assuming, so he might know which way.
Well, I'm thinking of the temple. I'm thinking of just a giant open space. It's literally you walk in, it's right fucking there. So
starts floating up the steps and he stops, and then he just reveals just his head. He's invisible whenever because he wants to protect himself. He just reveals his head, so you just see this head sitting there. And he's like,
"Well, are we gonna go or what? Come on!"
Is this temple like a maze, or is it straight up and that's it?
Imp? We haven't gone inside, he's not going to tell us. But, oh wait, you're asking the imp.
Yeah.
I'm asking the imp!
That's... Look at this!
He's like, oh. It's just a hallway, and then you enter the temple. Nothing big.
Traps.
It's pretty homey, actually. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I love what he's done with it.
Is there anything we need to look out for in this hallway?
In the hallway? Nope, not at all. Let's go! And he floats up. And he's now invisible.
I don't know what took himself killed.
Don't know where he went. He's invisible. Can't track him.
There again.
Oh, there you go. Lead the way.
Yeah, you know where the imp is at all times. And you can see through his invisibility at all times.
Alright.
That's the one benefit that you have.
Let's follow the imp guys, and Amon will step forward up the stairs.
And you guys would reach the top of the steps. You were just slowly walking up the steps, and Ron's just like, oh, this goes against everything that is inside of my body right now.
Ron,
all my feelings.
Ron.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
I promise. Okay. I will protect you.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
You promise?
I promise I'll protect you.
Okay. And then Croc's just walking up going, what a pussy.
Yes, yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I want to taste more demon blood.
Wait, what do you mean taste demon blood?
Did you eat them?
I got pretty close last time to that one guy. You guys get to the top of the steps, and you'd see just a long, darkened hallway. Now made of stone as you're entering. You would hear the of energy coming from the very end of the hallway as there is a huge stone door. The stone door has several different depictions of Celeste flying through the air and using her spear to fight a devilish creature from the bottom. And that's what's depicted on the stone door ahead of you. And it's large, and the stone door, the one side of it is just open a little bit, and you just see a green glow coming from inside.
So, Balrog...
At the end of the hallway.
These pictures, I'm assuming that's Celeste?
Yes.
Have you ever met Celeste?
I have.
Wait, what do you mean you have?
What do you mean, met a god?
Yeah, what?
Didn't I tell you guys?
You met the crying lady?
She wasn't crying when I met her.
What?
You met a god?
When I was... dead.
Yeah, you didn't tell us anything.
I swear I told you.
You just said you were dead and you came back and that's it.
Yeah. Very vague.
Oh, Belrin. your friends truly do care about you, but they don't seem to ask a lot of questions now, do they?
Shh. Let's keep it that way.
Is that where you got your oath bowl from?
What's the oath bowl?
It's the bowl that he uses that, whatever. I gotta play with it now.
Gonna look back and forth at them and go, yeah. Remember the ukulele?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that thing?
Yeah, what happened to it?
Delrin's head goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Hi.
Hi.
After this.
We'll talk after this battle. And you can play with the oath bow. You're gonna touch the talisman.
I'm not touching the talisman.
We're all gonna be happy. We're going to be a happy, happy group.
Eric was satisfied with that answer. He's going to slap Grok at the back. On his back. And just be like, Grok, you know what to do.
Always. And he takes out his axe, and Grok just starts running towards the door.
Wait.
Too late.
Okay, whatever.
And he disappears inside.
No, he goes
store.
All the way.
He goes all the way in.
Oh, fuck, Erito's going to
stop
follow
him.
Him.
He didn't stop him.
Erito's going to follow right after.
Erito's like, oh, fuck. And then he runs in.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And Ron's like, are we doing this now?
Amon's just going to facepalm and just run after them as well.
Okay.
Belrin's going to sprout his wings and just dash and fly.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to fly in front of Grok.
Okay, Grok was already through the door.
Fine.
But
I think he really likes Grok as a character.
it reminds him of Jesse. So he's like,
can play Jesse.
Better than Jesse. Portal.
Hey,
look, it's Phileas.
That is, his token is being used for bad Belrin.
You hear that, David?
You're a part of this.
You won't ever hear this.
Just a pawn.
Okay. Move yourselves in place. You've just walked through the door. Place.
Where's Grock? Where's Grock?
Rawr.
I don't know. Who took him?
You took him.
You took him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Nope.
No one took him. You took him.
You're placing Grock.
No.
Place your own character. Michael, you place where,
Cam, just hold on for a second. Let's just say Grock, okay.
What is this, like a wall then?
I'll explain it to you. Okay.
He would stop like I don't know, somewhere there, and we're all like just behind him.
Yeah,
because as you enter the room, you'd see that this part of the temple doesn't look like any of the other parts, as if the entire room has been just reformed and is very jagged, and all of the stone is completely black, and there's just glow of green as you walk in. You're on a about 10-foot wide platform that encircles around the room, and then down below is burning hot magma, and there's a stream of it coming from over there from an unknown place that's completely cut off that whole part right there, and then within the magma are large pillars that seem to be sprouting up from it. And Belrin, this would be very reminiscent of Goldenheim when you were there, only a dark, almost like mirror of it, with those large pillars that were all over. Only it seems to be like a dark, like jagged, cancerous mirror of what Goldenheim was. And the flow of this hellfire lava all over the ground, and within one of the center pillars of the room, so across this pool of magma, is, in his physical form right there, the fake Belrin. He has long black wings that are sprouted out, and he's just sort of floating there. And he's not wearing it, but in front of him is the Talisman of Pure Evil.
Just interrupting you, because we took a short rest, I gotta switch my resistance. I'm just keeping it to narcotic resistance.
Okay, so I'm going to take back what I said, because he has to wear the necklace. So he's wearing the talisman around his neck, and in front of him, he's just releasing some dark, evil magics that are swirling into this small, small little portal. It's maybe about the size of two of your fists together. That's how small this little tiny portal is that he's moving magic into. And this talisman that's around his neck is just burning, and it just seems to, like, move around with these, like, dark evil energies as he's doing it, and that's what you see when you first walk in. Grock, as he was running through, he's about to fall in because he charged through the door. He's about to fall off.
And Eric is gonna grab the back of his pants and try to pull him back.
Strength check.
17.
Okay, and you just get him. Eric Hall takes all your strength. You're like, oh, Grock's like, oh shit.
Whoa! What the fuck?
When I said, you know what you need to do, I didn't mean run in all the way. But we'll work on that next time, Grock.
And without even looking at you guys, you just hear, nice of you to join me. Just as I knew you would. And the door behind you slams shut.
Well,
I mean, you didn't come to us, so obviously we had...
Like moths to the hell flame, you have come and fallen into my trap.
Wasn't really a trap.
You kind of left the door open, like, how's it a trap?
And he turns around and looks at you. Your mockery means nothing to me. And his eyes burn green.
You were scared.
Yeah, Valorant, he seems still scared to me.
Oh, keep that up, it's really gonna piss him off.
You shush. Stay invisible. Don't do anything.
Who are you talking to now?
No one.
What
the hell?
It's really cool when he gets pissed off.
I have had enough of your mouth, you wizard.
I like how he points you out, wizard. There it's all.
And you, light bearer. Don't you see? This is what I was born for. This is my destiny.
Were you really born?
You were actually born to replace him, technically. We're not replaced.
How convenient that you left that body there for Zeppinox.
Hey, I didn't leave it. Okay? I was dead.
It didn't take much for Zeppinox to put me inside of your body.
Wait, so who are you?
Who am I? I'm just a simple devil. One from the Nine Hells. Zebinox, place my soul inside of Beleren's extra corpse. And then I was born. My mission, to come here and open this portal. And to destroy the talisman of pure good.
But what's your name?
I'd never tell you my name, you fool. If you know a demon's name, you have power over it.
But you're a devil, dude.
If you know a devil's name, you have power over it.
No.
And then you see the... Yeah, Erital, keep going. Keep pissing them off.
But if you have no name, why do you go as Beleren? Isn't that a name?
The charade is over.
Ah, fuck it.
Let's see how funny you are. What?
Erito's gonna poke Grog and be like, jump.
Jump? And then he's like, you think you're so funny, Beleren. But we'll see who's laughing soon enough. I need Ron to do a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck Ron. Oh, sorry. I think he gets like a... What if?
It gets plus 7 or plus 9 to it.
I think it's 9 if it's
8. At disadvantage.
Yes. At disadvantage?
Yeah. He's scared.
Okay, yeah, so that's a 20. 22.
That was just bad roll.
That's a bad roll.
Fuck.
Well, as below Ron, a rift begins to open. From this rift, fire begins to illuminate. And Ron looks down and he's like, oh, no, no! Fire begins to engulf the bottom of Ron. So what do you want
to
do?
I wanted to fly over there and, like, kind of like, yeah, you kind of like tap him away from the rift.
Okay. Yeah, so you run up, you grab Ron by the hand, I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah, and he grabs onto you. Do a strength check. I'll give you that.
18.
Wow, that's enough. Okay. Quickly grab Ron, and you are holding on to him. He's like, ah, ah, ah! And he can feel the heat from the hells below him. As you're grabbing him, you look down into this rift that's opening. It's very reminiscent of the rift that you opened underneath the devil before.
Mm-hmm.
And within, you just see all of these blackened hands just rising up and trying to grasp and grab at Ron as he's, the bottom of him is being burned and you're pulling him.
So I pull him and like kind of like fling him backwards.
Yep. Then I need you actually give me the dice.
I don't know.
At advantage. Okay, so that's 20 to AC, non-natural. To your AC.
To mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a hit.
Okay, so that is a total of...
900. Probably.
30 damage.
What the hell?
As Evil Beleren... We have to think of a better name than that. That's probably why you were asking the name earlier. Beleren...
Evil Beleren. You have to just call him Evil Beleren.
The Dark Angel just sort of waves his... hand, and when he does that, rift opens underneath Ron, who's screaming. You're just able to pull Ron out. Hesitation with quickness, almost as fast as Beleren himself, takes out a bow and then shoots two shadowy,
yeah,
flaming arrows
at
Beleren. One of them misses, and then the other hits you, and you're just struck hard with this shadowy arrow. It just pierces through the light that's engulfing you and just hits you, and a bit of your armor chips off.
Yeah, fuck this shit. As soon as we see the bow move, I'm going to use Dimension Door to move me and Grok right next to him.
Can you describe Dimension Door, please?
Dimension Door teleports me and a willing creature up to 500 feet of anywhere I can see or visualize.
Okay.
So I'm going to teleport us onto that platform. And...
That's one action.
Yeah, for my action. And... like, as we're teleporting, I'm going to tell Grok, smash his fucking face in.
Then Grok will get an attack, yep.
22.
Okay.
And 27.
So
he gets two attacks.
Let's see damage.
Action. 14. And 13.
27?
Yes.
Okay. So you've done 27 damage to him. and he just floats in the air. His wings flap, but as he's trying to just sort of dodge this, Grok just you and Grok just teleport across, and Grok just goes rah! Immediate leaps and slashes at him twice. He's like ah, and he's still he just gets away, but he's been damaged definitely pretty severely, and. Moving on, I'll give you a chance to do something, and...
I was hoping when I said jump, Brock would be like, okay. I like, jump over. He didn't, so I'm like, fuck it. I guess, I mean, as soon as I see him with the bow, I know he's not gonna fucking stop and talk at this point.
Yeah.
Because we've already ruined that chance. And,
get over there. Something to do or an action?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's what I said, yeah. We're waiting for you.
No,
get an action.
I will cast a spell on him.
Cool spell!
What spell?
Light.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
He's usable.
Yeah. Alright, name of the creature's choice. You can see if you can raise during drain moisture and. So you can make a constitution save.
You're rumbling. I did.
The target. Must make a constitution saving throw. The target takes 8d8 necrotic damage on a fail save, half as much on a successful one. Is he undead or construct?
No.
Technically, he's an undead, but not really.
So, listen, he automatically saves, and you would feel that when you tried to use necrotic damage upon him, the talisman immediately just ate up that energy. And you'd be like, and this, it would just like sort of hit him, and then you just see it grow, and then just and disappears into the talisman.
Okay.
Necrotic damage. So you've learned something. You yep. go, oh fuck.
Oh you shit.
I don't normally do this, but I just want to pause for a quick second and show Adam this is about what's going to happen. The person who's getting beat up is like any one of us, but the big thing is your any creature you make. Adam's about to beat us up.
That's how we do at his creatures?
No, he's about to beat us up with this guy.
So you're saying Adam's the yellow thing?
Yeah, right now he's gonna be.
I already took 30. And found out that your card doesn't work.
And then he's just sort of floating there in the air and he's. Good try, but you were a bit too slow. And Grok's like, fuck you, I hit you. You fools, you're in my domain now. And then he would wave his hand and he'd go, Granos Arsiluth! And when he does, you'd hear, Ksah! And rising from the lava, you'd just see a large white claw. A bony claw. And you see another bony claw. And you'd see three of these large bone devils rising from the lava below.
Ugh, last time we fought skeletons. That didn't turn out very well.
And that is where they rise from. One of them rises up on the large pillar that you and Grok are on, Eritol. And it just rises up just to give you an idea of what it looks like. This is what you see.
What do they say? What did he say?
What?
When he summoned them.
He said, Granus Arsiluth.
Do I know what that means?
You would know that it means, rise, bone devil, and serve me. These bone devils are just rising. One of them is on the pillar where you and Grok are, and Grok's like, that's frightening! And one of them is right next to Ron. And one of them is on the other side where Belrin is. The Dark Angel just says, now, you're all going to die, and I'm going to destroy that talisman. That's where we're going to end it. Well, thank everybody for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Stubborn Heroes. You can follow me, Adam DM, at Omidius, Omidius. You can follow Cody.
At Cody Capote.
And you can follow Raymond.
At Stubborn Ray.
And until next time, bye.
Bye.